next on the 5 o'clock report.
The economy is still strong.
Dorian is really on its last legs in terms of impacts to the U.S.
Just the mess of branches and trees. And
we have nothing left. All of our homes are destroyed.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Happy Friday, everyone. I'm Bill Price. Unemployment in America. That's where we're going to start at 5.
Hiring in the U.S. is slowing, not stopping.
The August jobs report coming out today, it showed things unchanged in terms of the economy. Speaking in Zurich today, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell announced the U.S. is not headed towards a recession.
So we're not forecasting or expecting a recession. The most likely outlook for the United States economy is still moderate growth.
The government says 30,000 new jobs added last month, about 20,000 less than what the experts were predicting. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
This really does build the case for the Federal Reserve that the economy is slowing down. So when the Fed meets in 2 weeks, most expect a quarter point drop from where we are right now.
Schlesinger says the trade war with China has had an impact on the U.S. economy. Former White House spokeswoman and current Fox News contributor Sarah Sanders says despite today's lackluster jobs report,
the economy is still strong. It's still the strongest economy in the world.
The jobless rate remained at 3.7% and wage growth remained solid too, with average hourly earnings up by almost 0.5% in August. Now to Dorian, the once powerful storm out to sea, but not before doing some damage along the southeast coast. The hurricane made landfall earlier today over Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. Forecaster David Parkinson.
Dorian is really on its last legs in terms of impacts to the U.S.
The storm may be gone, but the cleanup's just beginning. This guy lives in Charleston, South Carolina.
Just a mess of branches and trees, and it's quite a project.
But it's nothing compared to what Dorian did in the Bahamas. This woman lives in the small seaside town of Marsh Harbor.
We have nothing left. All of our homes are destroyed. We have nowhere to go.
The death toll from Dorian stands at over 30 in the Bahamas. Officials say that's going to go up too. Unfortunately, there are thousands of people still missing there. A Boy Scout leader from Genesee County, New York, accused of sexually abusing boys for 3 years. Police say 55-year-old Ronald Rocliffe from Elba, New York, abused the boys while working at a summer camp in the Adirondacks. More and more Catholics calling for Buffalo Bishop Richard Malone to step down over his handling of the priest sex abuse crisis in western New York.
Sometimes when a leader has been the focus of a lot of disagreement, that leader just loses all effectiveness, and we think that's what's happened.
Robert Green is with the movement to restore trust. He says Richard Malone is unfit to lead the diocese. The bishop under fire again this week after secret audio recordings of him were released. Overseas now, Britain's House of Lords approving a bill today that would prevent the UK from leaving the EU without a formal Brexit deal. Reporter Ian Lee says they also moved to stop an election push by Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
He promised that the UK would leave the EU do or die by October 31st. Now it looks like it's more defeat and delay for the Prime Minister, as it looks like the growing wave of opposition against him is going to force him to postpone Brexit at least beyond October 31st.
That's Ian Lee reporting. Pennsylvania will get another $75 million in federal funds to fight the opioid addiction crisis. It's money Governor Tom Wolf says will help with treatment, prevention, and education. Pennsylvania tops the country in terms of opioid abuse. Still to come this Friday, the Capital Connection crew was back for a brand spanking new season. We'll have them after this.
Hi, I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. No big storms are due at all, though a weak disturbance will mean a shower or two for tonight. A fair amount of cloudiness. Most areas stay dry. Low temperatures, 50s. For tomorrow, clouds and some sunshine. A couple of spot showers, mainly across New York State. High temperatures, mid-60s to the mid-70s. Sunday will be the sunnier weekend day, generally speaking. A fair amount of sunshine, but cooler than normal. The high in the 60s and low 70s.
All right, Kevin Williams, next at 5. The boys are back. Family Life's Bob Price sits down with Jason McGuire at New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms and Michael Gere at the Pennsylvania Family Institute for a candid look at what's coming down the pipe from Albany and Harrisburg. Let's listen in.
We'll begin in Harrisburg, Michael, with you. The House returning to session later this month, couple weeks, the Senate back as well. What are some of the policy issues that you are watching on the agenda, issues that would resonate with our listeners?
Well, number one, there's some unfinished business. The House of Representatives passed the Down Syndrome Protection Act earlier this year, and we're awaiting action in the Senate, so hopefully the Senate will bring that up. Some other pro-life bills that are out there, one is a heartbeat bill that is to be introduced this fall. We'll be watching. Of course, we have a very pro-abortion governor sitting at the helm in Tom Wolf, so that presents a challenge. But these are great opportunities to make the pro-life message known. Also, Governor Wolf has sort of turned his target against charter schools and school choice generally. And so we'll be working with citizens around the state to make sure that they understand the value of providing choice in education and resisting what the governor is trying to do.
All right. In Albany, Jason, lawmakers will not return to work till January, but they've been busy over the summer setting the table for the new year. What are the issues that you're paying close attention to at the Capitol?
Yeah, I feel like we kind of pick up where we left off last year. There are three major issues we're watching that are of concern to Christians. The first is the issue of assisted suicide. That is an issue that's becoming much more aggressive in our state, and I think it will be in 2020 and then really in 2021. But we're also looking at the issue of paid surrogacy, as we narrowly defeated that legislation last year. And I believe that the commercialization of children is something we'll be looking at trying to push back in 2020. And finally is that issue of legalizing prostitution. We are watching that legislative sponsors are picking up. They're signing on to the bill to legalize prostitution. And so that issue is gaining momentum. Unbelievable that's where we're at, but those are the three major issues we're watching.
It is back to school time in New York and Pennsylvania. Michael, sent my little ones, not so little anymore, out the door this morning. With that in mind, you're reminding students about their religious liberty. What are some of the basic freedoms that are under attack at the high school and the college level and elementary schools as well?
Yeah, well, people need to know, parents need to know, and students need to know that they do not check their constitutional rights at the door of the school. Many schools tend to view religion and expression of faith as like asbestos in school settings, try to eradicate it. We at the Independence Law Center have been working with students in this last school year and will continue to make sure that they understand they have free speech rights. They have rights to bring their Bibles to school. They have rights to talk to other students and to express their faith, even in communication with their teachers and in the classroom, see you at the poll. All of these different ways they can express their faith. And those who come against that, whether it's school administrators or outside groups, we stand ready at the Independence Law Center here at Pennsylvania Family Institute to help.
One of the big stories in New York all summer long, Jason, was this new vaccine law, which in the closing days of the legislative session in June, lawmakers removing the religious exemption to these mandatory shots. New York, one of just four states that's done this, Jason. What has been the ripple effect from this change in the vaccine law?
Well, you know, in the grand scheme of things, you're looking at a state of, you know, 20 million people and about 26,000 students that are impacted by this. And so it's a relatively small portion of the population that is directly impacted by this new vaccination law. But the larger concern is what's happening to religious liberty. And while it is easy and perhaps politically correct to target this group of 26,000 students, the real fear is what's going to happen as this heads down the road. If the government can do this today regarding this group of people, what happens when they legalize the HPV and mandate the HPV vaccine going forward, when that will impact a much larger portion of people? Yeah. So we have to pay attention to all of these religious liberty issues, no matter how small a group of people we're talking about.
Thank you, guys. Just a snippet there of today's conversation with Jason McGuire at New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms and Michael Gere at the Pennsylvania Family Institute. For the full 10-minute conversation, check it out online anytime, fln.org/news. Good to have the Capital Connection crew back for another season. Time now for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors.
Stocks closing with little change today after the release of some disappointing jobs data, but we did see back-to-back weekly gains on optimism around U.S.-China trade relations. The Dow today rose 69 points, the NASDAQ was down 13, and the S&P 500 was up 2. too. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Hi, this is a MoneyWise Minute with teacher Rob West.
I don't know if you walk much for exercise, but it's good for you and fun, especially on new trails. But you do have to be careful, because if you head down the wrong path, you can end up somewhere you didn't want to go. You might even get lost. So if that happens, what do you do? Well, you turn around and go back to where you got off track. Then you change course and head in the right direction. The same rule applies to your finances. If you're in debt, wondering how you got so far off track and how to get back, the first thing you have to do is stop going in the wrong direction by spending more than you make. Create a spending plan that includes steps to pay down your debt and get back on the right path. And by the way, it's okay to ask for directions.
Hey, need some help getting started with this? Well, connect with a MoneyWise coach at our website, which is moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
Coming up on 12 minutes past the hour, congratulations, folks. You made it to the weekend. Take us home, Sonny. Drive home sports.
Yes, sir. Week one of the NFL season kicking off with the Buffalo Bills and New York Jets facing off in MetLife Stadium. The Jets debuting a new running back, former Steeler Le'Veon Bell. He hasn't played since 2017. The Bills playing without Shady, LeSean McCoy now with the Kansas City Chiefs. In Cleveland, the Browns and their new weapon, Odell Beckham Jr., battled the Tennessee Titans. The Browns have been picked to end their playoff drought and even win the AFC North. Carson Wentz hopes to stay healthy. The Eagles host the Washington Redskins. Eli Manning and the Giants travel to Dallas to take on Ezekiel Elliott and the Cowboys. The nightcap, Steelers traveling to New England to take on the defending world champion Patriots. Both teams have won the Super Bowl six times. U.S. Open, Rafael Nadal trying to move closer to a fourth championship, 19th major overall, taking on number 24 seed Matteo Berrettini. Other semifinal underway right now, Daniil Medvedev actually trailing Grigor Dimitrov in the first set. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Delfiette.
Hi, I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. On the weather map, we find Dorian now exiting the U.S. East Coast. It will sideswipe parts of far southeast New England tonight into tomorrow morning as it aims for Nova Scotia tomorrow. In the meantime, here, no big storms are due at all, though a weak disturbance will mean a shower or two. Here are the forecast details for tonight. A fair amount of cloudiness, a little bit of starlight, nothing more than a brief shower. Most areas stay dry. Low temperatures, 50s. For tomorrow, clouds and some sunshine. A couple of spot showers, mainly across New York State. High temperatures, mid-60s to the mid-70s. Sunday will be the sunnier weekend day, generally speaking. A fair amount of sunshine, but cooler than normal. The high in the 60s and low 70s.
Okie dokie, Kevin Williams. Have yourself a fantastic weekend. Finally, this Friday, a 6-year-old boy from South Carolina has donated the money he saved for Disney to help out evacuees from Hurricane Dorian.
The people that are traveling to go to other places, I wanted them to have some food to eat.
So Jermaine Bell, who turned 7 on Sunday, donated all of his Disney dollars to help out complete strangers.
I wanted to be generous and live to give.
He actually even prayed for a family while they were here in reference to their house being okay when they got back. So that was really teardropping.
Grandmother Aretha Grant says her grandson was able to feed 150 hurricane evacuees with the money he'd saved for Disney.
Wow.
Jermaine Bell says he's still hoping a trip to see Mickey Mouse still in his future.
Go to Animal Kingdom and see lots of lions and have a Lion King party.
How about that? That's 6-year-old Jermaine Bell from South Carolina. I have a sinking suspicion, Sonny, if he cannot afford to go to Disney, a lot of grateful people will pay for that trip. What a kid.
Wow. There's a saying, and I love the saying too. You can't save everyone, but everyone can save someone.
You got it.